I've been telling you people for so long that this UFO, fake-ass UFO Operation Blue Beam, Project Blue Beam crap is coming. And they, the powers that be have been really pushing this UFO propaganda. Not really so much the UFO, but the alien invasion. They're setting it up. They're setting up the stage for this. This is coming from Newsweek. U.S. has UFOs on, excuse me, U.S. has UFOs of non-human origin, ex-intelligence officer claims. Now, earlier this week, you heard, some of you may have heard that an ex-military intelligence officer is now making the claim that they have recovered aircraft, non-human origins, which I think is BS. I don't think I don't think any alien spacecraft is crashing anywhere. Okay, if it's that sophisticated, it's not crashing. Okay, so this is, I believe all of this is BS. And I believe that what they're going to do, in case you haven't heard my past podcast, where I've talked about this ad nauseum, where, you know, I believe that they're going to stage a alien invasion as a part of their New World Order setup, where all the nations will have to come together to go fight against this so-called alien, extraterrestrial alien invasion, because they want the whole entire world under a one government system, one world government. And the easiest way to make that happen, it would be through an alien invasion. You would have to have a common enemy in order to bring this about. So Newsweek is now reporting an ex-U.S. military intelligence worker has given an interview in which he says that the U.S. has found and covered up several non-human origin crafts. David Grush, a 36-year-old Air Force veteran, told News Nation on Monday evening, that a top-secret military program found the wreckage of fully intact UFOs, or Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, UAPs. It says, quote, these are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles called, call it spacecraft, if you will, non-human exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed, which this is why I say is BS. If these are real UFOs and they're that sophisticated, they're not crashing. I think the crash kind of gives it away, lets you know that this is fake. Okay? And I urge you to go look up Project Bluebeam. Understand that Ronald Reagan once said that if there was an extra, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember the exact quote, but he said something along the lines of, if there was an extraterrestrial threat, he asked the question, would all nations come together you know, put their differences to the side to fight against this threat, which again goes back to my statement about them having a common enemy. How do you bring all the nations, you know, the whole world under one umbrella, a one government system? You have to have a common enemy, an extraterrestrial threat. So this is why you've been hearing people like Tucker Carlson constantly talking about UFOs, this, and they have all of these leaked UFO files, and it's all bullshit, okay? It's all bullshit. These people are planning a staged alien invasion. And like I've said before, and I've said it ad nauseum, some of you are probably tired of hearing me say it, but the U.S. military has technology that they have not revealed to you. They never show you exactly what they have. They always show you just parts of it, you know. They're always 20 years ahead, at least 20 years ahead of the public as far as knowledge is concerned. I would argue even more. I would argue in you know, anywhere between 30 to 50 years ahead. Okay. But I'm going to get back to this article. It says, in this quote, it says, well, naturally, when you recover something that's either landed or crashed, sometimes you encounter dead pilots. And believe it or not, as fantastical as that sounds, it's true. The whistleblower said, Grush previously worked as the National Reconnaissance Office's representative to the UAP task force. He also saw combat in Afghanistan. See, and this is how they get the public and they fool everyone. They fool everyone with these terms like whistleblower. You know, when you think of whistleblower, the average normie and even the people that are somewhat informed think to themselves, ooh, he's a whistleblower. This must mean he must be telling the truth. And the powers that be, they know you. They know you psychologically. They understand that if they use the term whistleblower, that means that he must, you know, you think to yourself, he must be uncovering some secret. It's bullshit. He's probably a planet operative of some sort that is obviously put there to push this agenda, you know. It says here, there were 510 UAP sightings in 2022. 510 unidentified aerial phenomenons, sightings in 2022, up from the 366 in the previous year. And I want to point that out because the 366, again, you're going into the 666. They are leaving their number. This is another telltale sign that this is the powers that be using deception. If you've noticed, a lot of times during these mass shootings, you'll see the number 33 a lot, which is a Masonic number. You'll see the numbers like 33, 13. What's another one I can think of offhand? But you'll see like 66, you know, numbers like that. Usually when that happens, that's their way of communicating with one another to let each other know that this is deception. The color purple is the color of deception. That's why the movie was called The Color Purple. even though it had nothing to do with, so-called had nothing to do with the Illuminati or any conspiracy or anything like that. It's just purple is their number. It goes back to the ancient Phoenicians. Purple and gold, that's the reason why the Lakers are always, you know, in the finals, in the NBA finals, and they're like one of the flagship teams of the NBA. Trying to think, Prince had the song Purple Rain. The Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl the year prior to the attacks in September of 2001. They wear, you know, the color purple. Kanika Jenkins, some of you may remember Kanika Jenkins. They wore a lot of purple at her funeral. They said purple was her favorite color. Purple means deception in the occult world. So here we have in 2021, there were 366 sightings of UAPs. Okay. Now, that may sound like nothing to you, but it means everything to me. They're letting me know, and those that are in the know that this is their deception. Okay? It says, according to a report from the Office for the Director of National Intelligence in January, only 171 of these were deemed to appear to have demonstrated unusual flight characteristics or performance capabilities and require further analysis, according to the report, the remainder were balloon-like entities or clutter. Now, you remember we did have those balloon sightings. They were blaming it on China. They were saying they were China balloons. Then it turned out to be U.S. balloons, and nobody knows exactly what the hell was going on. And this is again, feeding the fire. They're leading up to this big staged event, and a lot of people will fall for it. I do believe that. Because one thing I've learned about humanity over the years, mankind, if you will, human beings, people are deceived because they want to be a lot of times. Even if the shit doesn't make sense, they still want to buy into the narrative. People love this, you know, oh, UFOs, you know, it's something they can sink their teeth into. People are inherently stupid. They love to be deceived. People love to be lied to. It's just like women love it when men lie to them. You know, men too. Men are stupid. You know, men are like that too. Women stroke their ego, tell them they're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and the stupid ass man fall for it, not knowing that she's just stroking his ego. That's human nature. The problem with me is I don't give a shit. So only thing I care about is the truth, and that's been my issue in life. Cost me a lot, but truth is truth. I don't give a shit about the flattery and everything else. Only thing I want is the truth. I don't even care about being liked, per se. Truth over everything. But people don't like the truth. No one wants to hear that this UFO shit is fake. They'd rather hear the story, because the story is it's a, you know, something they can go, ooh, is there life in you know, outside of this planet as we know it? Yeah, well, of course, you know, not even gonna go into that, of course. But this ain't it. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying that there's not something going on up in the skies. Of course there is. But this ain't it. See, two things can be true at once. This ain't it. This is fake. This is staged. This is to push their New World Order globalist agenda. That's what this is. Whether you want to believe that or not, that is on you. On this UFO crap, this fake-ass alien invasion that the powers that be are planning on staging, this came from the National Pulse. It says artificial intelligence could kill humans within 2 years, says the UK Prime Minister, UK Prime Minister's advisor, says an advisor to the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has warned that artificial intelligence systems will become powerful enough to kill many humans within the next 2 years. Okay, so this is another, this is also tying in to the UFO invasion crap, because what I believe the powers that be will do is they will say artificial intelligence is linked and tied in somehow to extraterrestrial life forms. And I'm of the belief, and I know I'm going to piss people off because you got a lot of people that are really, really into this Space Galactica crap. I'm not. I believe these people are full of shit. I believe that what you're seeing with the UFOs, UAPs, and whatever other stupid-ass name that they want to call them, I don't believe that these are the real extraterrestrial life forms. I believe that these are a part of Project Bluebeam. I believe that these are being put in place, flown in the air. I believe that these are U.S. military aircraft flown in the air to set up a false flag alien invasion to scare the shit out of everyone and to believe in that all nations need to come together to fight against some extraterrestrial life form. Because they're attacking us, so we have to come together. And then you will have the United Nations, literally, not just in, you know, it will literally be a United Nations from that point on. And we will have the one world government system, because the CBDC, the digital currency, all of this stuff is already in place, in motion, as we speak. So if you look at the timing of all of this UFO, UFO whistleblower, get the hell out of here. Okay, this is bullshit. It's bullshit. Says here, let me get here. It says Matt Clifford, an advisor to the UK government's Advanced Research and Invention Agency, it's called AREA, says the AI task force called the rapid development of AI striking, and argued that policymakers should prepare themselves for threats ranging from cyber attacks to the creation of bioweapons. If it says here in a quote, if we try and create artificial intelligence that is more intelligent than humans and we don't know how to control it, then that's going to create a potential for all sorts of risk now and in the future, Clifford explained. You can says there in the quote, you can have really very dangerous threats to humans that could kill many humans, not all humans, simply from where we'd expect models to be in 2 years' time, he added. So this is going to be the next, but not the next, but one of the next, one of the many crises that will be coming up. They're already pushing it. Like I said, what the New World Order is doing is they're throwing shit against the wall and they're trying to see what sticks. Okay, because they already did the pandemic. They already did the mandates. So now they're looking for the next crisis. As Rahm Emanuel once said, never let a good crisis go to waste. They're looking for the next thing that will scare the shit out of everyone. So this is why you have people like Elon Musk, who we don't even know if he's real. You know, we don't know if he's a damn humanoid or not. But you have people like Elon Musk out there talking about, AI is going to get out of control. You have all these people saying, oh, our biggest fear is that artificial intelligence has become so intelligent that they're so advanced that they could be a threat to humankind, mankind, or whatever kind. when they're the ones that programmed it to do so. Remember, the algorithms are programmed. They're pretending like, oh, no, it's out of control. Oh, no, we don't know. We've created a monster. It's now acting on its own. No, it's not acting on its own. It's doing exactly what you programmed it to do. So, yeah, if artificial intelligence starts killing human beings, guess what? It was programmed to do so. That's what I'm saying. It's going to do what it's programmed to do. The algorithms will, it's just like in YouTube, right? You have the algorithms. You have the algorithms pick up when you say things that YouTube deem as hate speech. The algorithms will pick it up. The computerized artificial intelligence based algorithms will pick up on it. Well, guess what? It's programmed to pick up certain words. Okay. Well, artificial intelligence, the robots, they're programmed to respond a certain way. So if they, let's say they roll out, for example, they roll out their robotic police force, and these robots go rogue, start shooting people, it's going to do it because it was programmed to do that. It's not going to be because, it became so intelligent and it has its own thoughts. You know, because I've been talking about this for over a year. That this is coming, but I'm of the belief that the more I look at it, the more I believe that they programmed artificial intelligence to attack, and that that's going to be something to look out for in the very near future. Let me see, is there more to this article? It says, says if we try and create artificial intelligence that is more intelligent than humans and we do not know how to control it, then that's going to create potential for all sorts of risks now and in the future, Clifford explained. It says you can have really very dangerous threats to humans that could kill many humans, not all humans, simply from what we'd expect models to be in 2 years' time, he added. This follows the recent revelations that a U.S. military drone killed a human operator to avoid commands. So, yeah, there was an article posted recently. A U.S. military drone killed the operator. The operator told or commanded this drone to go against to deviate from its original plans, but I guess the drone decided to kill the human operator instead. So again, this is pushing a narrative that, oh my God, artificial intelligence has its own free will, if you will. You know, it's become so intelligent that it's become human-like or more intelligent than humans are, and that it has, you know, free will, and we can't control it anymore. Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit. This will be another crisis in the very near future. And oh, what a difference a day can make, you know. The same thing that I'm talking about right now, that sounds like it's crazy, or it sounds like it could be something way down in the future. It could be within the next 2 years that we see this, you know, pop off. You know, this could be a major situation in the very near future. And yes, New York is talking about using, the mayor of New York, Mayor Adams, is talking about using drones to help his police force. So imagine, you know, what I just read from this article here, that a U.S. military drone killed a human operator to avoid commands. Now imagine New York City full of drones to help out the police force. And then all of a sudden, these drones supposedly go rogue. Again, order out of chaos. Problem, reaction, solution. This is what they do. They create the problem. You react to it. The same people that created the problem come through with the solution. And what I was really, what I started to say at the beginning of the reading of this article is that I do believe they're going to make the argument that artificial intelligence is extraterrestrial, that it is some sort of, yeah, you can say that. You know, some alien life form. I do believe that they, and these are the, and this subject is for people that are under, that are in the know. Okay. If you're a normie, just, you know, just shut up, you know, just don't worry about it. You know, go back, go take your 12 vaccines and wear your 3 masks and shut the hell up. That's how I'm rolling now. If you're sitting there wondering, what is he talking about? Yeah, go just shut up. Go sit in the goddamn corner somewhere. Have a bowl of cereal and tell yourself that you love yourself. You know, and just, you know, just sit in the corner and relax. Have a bowl of ice cream. You know? But I do believe that that ties in. I could see that very, I could definitely see this happening. I can definitely, and I look for this, because if you've been paying attention, if you've been listening to my shows, I've been telling you that they're going to do this. They're going to push this alien invasion. So it only makes sense that they would tie in artificial intelligence going rogue, saying, oh my God, why is it going rogue? Why is it doing this? Oh, we know the answer. And then they're going to say, oh, it's because it's extraterrestrial. We've been looking for the extraterrestrial life forms out of space for so long, and now we know, oh my God, it's already here. It's in the form of artificial intelligence. I could easily see it happening. It sounds crazy now, but just wait for it. Just wait for it. Go, I tell you what you need to do. If you think I'm crazy, I dare you. I dare you. Go look up how much UFO, how many times UFOs have been brought up in the past 2 years, as opposed to prior. Just go look it up. I dare you. I dare you to. You can see where this is going. If you have the eyes to see, you can see where this is going. And they are going to scare the shit out of a lot of people because it's going to look so real. It's really going to look like they've landed and it is a real invasion. Their technology, the military complex, the military industrial complex, their technology is so far advanced, they could really make that shit look real. There was a report from someone with a very high security clearance. He said back in the it may have been the 80s. I believe it was the 90s, but it may have been the late 80s. That they had a hologram that looked so real that he couldn't tell. And it was in a aircraft hangar. And it looked so real. You know, it looked like an actual alien spaceship. It looked so real. Until one of the operators told him to reach out and touch it. And, you know, then he reached out to touch it and realized that it was just a hologram. And people have no idea how advanced their technology is and the manipulation and the things that they could pull off. This is another one for merging man with machine. This is coming from PJ Media. It says Apple Vision Pro. Who is supposed to wear this augmented reality set? It says these are two questions a company needs to ask itself. Yada yada. I'm gonna skip it. It says what is this? What is the Vision Pro? Says available early next year. It's an augmented reality headset running a new operating system called Vision OS, allowing wearers to work and play in an environment that Apple calls spatial computing. Users will sometimes refer to as wearers. Says, see an interface. They will see an interface familiar to smartphone owners, but rendered in photorealistic 3D and hovering in simulated real space. You see the environment you're in, but you also see the apps, widgets, and data you're using. The computer functions in this augmented reality by using your eyes to select options and simple finger gestures, the same way you'd use multi-touch on a smartphone. Very nifty. It says at least one of the Vision Pro's motion detection cameras aims down so you can motion your fingers discreetly instead of waving your hands all around the air in front of you like Tom Cruise in Minority Report. No gloves are required. So, yeah, of course, this is going to seem cool and people are going to, you know, like, oh, wow, this is great. But again, this is the phasing out of the natural man, or at least they're trying to. And this is just the beginning stages to the actual merger of man and machine. You got Elon Musk with the Neuralink and, you know, sticking the brain, the chip in your brain. And they're gonna push this and make it seem like it's just so cool. But this is the beginning phases of it. All this virtual reality crap. Matter of fact, there's been news reports that there is a growing problem, they call it, that men are falling in love with these AI, I forget the actual term they have for it, but these AI girlfriends, they have these AI girlfriends, and that all of a sudden there's this issue with men abusing their AI girlfriends. You know, I don't know how true that is. You know, a lot of times they just make up shit. So this it could be absolute bullshit. But this is just propaganda to promote the merger of man and machine, and AI and man are becoming one. And what they're doing is they're trying to fuse them together. But it says, let me see if I can get more from the article. It says, there's a lot of hardware packed into the headset, including a top-of-the-line M2 laptop chip, multiple cameras, a LiDAR sensor, and enough graphics horsepower to move 23 million OLED pixels across stereoscopic screens at high refresh rate. I'm laughing because I know the normies are going, ooh. It says, for sound users are treated to immersive Dolby Atmos speakers. For comfort, a soft sock-like head strap fixes the face computer in place. It says a power cable runs down behind the wearer's left ear to a small battery pack that's supposed to deliver 2 hours of mobile use. For all-day use, some kind of power brick is required. Anyway, whatever. Who gives a shit? It's you know the normies are going to go ape shit once this actually becomes available. But there was actually reports that virtual reality was driving people crazy. I reported on it last year. May have been somewhere around May of 2022. People were using the virtual reality. I forget which brand. It wasn't Apple. I forget what it was. Was it Meta? I don't think it was Meta, the Metaverse. It was something else, I believe. But they were using it, and they would get lost in this alternate reality, and then when they would take off the headsets and come back to the real world, they would become depressed. And they did a study on these children, these school children, and, you know, at least from their reports, it came to the conclusion that these children would go into these, you know, virtual or alternate realities, these alternate universes, and they would become absolutely depressed when they come out of it. Why? Because you're creating your own reality. And the real world sucks. And that was the point in the powers that be creating such a dysfunctional society. They wanted society to break down and become so bad and depressing and people to put so much pressure on each other to look a certain way, to talk a certain way, to dress a certain way. Everyone has to keep up with one another. Everyone has to try to be so great, you know, so successful. What is success, really? You know, you can't be yourself. You have to try to fit in society, with society, and be as everyone else is. That's part of the stupidity. This is one of the reasons why I complain so much about everyone being so fucking stupid. It's because everyone's trying to be like the person next to them instead of being their own individual self. But this was designed and programmed into the minds of people, the masses, for years by the powers that be. And the reason for it, part of the reason at least, is to cause a breakdown, a mental, they want the mental health issues that we see today. They wanted it. They engineered it. They caused it with the brainwashing of the television and what you see on the internet and on social media. They purposely created this situation. And what would that do that would cause people to become alcoholics, suicidal, addicted to drugs? People are looking for a way out, escapism. And then you come to them with the solution. And what's the solution? Virtual reality. Metaverse, you know. Creating a artificial intelligence girlfriend, you know, because God forbid people we even talk to each other nowadays. You know, I said it before, people have their face in their phone all damn day long, and I'm guilty of it too. So recent studies have shown that dating is down. Marriage is all the way down. There's like literally no benefit in getting married. Get married for what? They're going to have their faces in their goddamn phone all day anyway. So what's the point? Divorce rates are high as hell. Everyone's trying to copy and imitate one another. This whole world is bullshit. So they come to you with the solution, an alternate universe, an alternate world, a world that you can create of your own. Right? This was done by design, by the powers that be. Some of you may not even understand that. That might just pew, fly right over your head. You don't get it. A lot of people just don't understand that these people sit back for years and years and years. They don't look at the immediate future. They plan decades in advance. The societal breakdown didn't start in 2015 or even 2010 or even 2000. They've been doing this for the very long, starting with feminism, you know. Devaluing the family structure. Hell, the leaders of Black Lives Matter openly admitted that their aim was to destroy the Black nuclear family. And then they took that down off of their website once they were called out for it. But this was all designed to get people to a point where they would rely on artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence becomes their best friend, their girlfriend, their husband, their wives, their counselors, instead of human contact. They showed you that during the pandemic. Everything was contactless, right? That's what they want for society. So again, I know I kind of went off on a tangent there, but that's what this is all about. Detaching humans. No more human contact. They want you all living in your own little bubble in your own alternate universe where artificial intelligence becomes your best friend and your authority.